Yes, this is a message to the black community. If you want to see change in the black community, we have to start changing our own communities. We have to take accountability for the black leaders we support, for anybody we support that we think have our backs that really don't have our backs, whether it's Republican or Democrat, whether it's celebrities, whether it's athletes, whoever it is. Black people, we have to wake up to the truth. Stop listening to the media. Stop listening to the politicians. Stop listening to the elite athletes and elite celebrities who are part of the secret societies. Stop listening to a lot of the ministers who are really not speaking the truth and who really don't mean well and who really are a part of the evil agenda that Satan and his kids have planned. Black people, if we want people to respect us, we have to respect each other. We have to love each other. We have to unite with each other. We have to stop killing each other. We have to stop fighting with each other. We have to do that in the black community. If we don't fix the problems in our own community, how can we expect anybody else to? It starts with the people, and the people in the black community are not doing what's right. The reason why I say the people in the black community is not doing what's right, because it's no accountability. It's always pointing the blame and pointing the finger, and it's everybody else's fault besides us. And I'm not saying it's true or false, but at a point in time in your life, you have to take accountability for your own actions. Everything is not the white man's fault. Everything is not another person's fault. Everything is not this person's fault. Sometimes you have to look in the mirror and say, man, I'm responsible for my own reality. I control my own destiny. Is it certain things that I'm doing that are causing some of the problems that I have? You have to look yourself in the mirror. Like, I do that all the time. I'm not perfect. I expose myself all the time. You know, we have to take accountability for our own actions. You know, none of us is perfect, but you have to be accountable for your actions. We have to stop blaming the white man for every single thing. Every single thing. We have to get away from this race baiting narrative that racist white people and a racist system is keeping us down. When we are committing wrongs, we are doing things that are not right ourselves. So before we point the blame at any other race, we have to look ourselves in the face and say, what do I have to do to change as an individual to become a better person? That's what black people have to do. We have to do that. We have to speak the truth to our community, because we have people in our community who's not speaking the truth. They telling you to hate Donald Trump when it's bigger than Donald Trump. We got Democrats who have been controlling our cities and neighborhoods for decades, and they have done nothing for us. And we continue to vote for them and our family members and our friends and our churches and our jobs, and everybody we're around in the black community is supporting the Democrats. But none of these people are stepping up and saying, wow, we've been voting for the Democrats for decades, and our communities are not changing. No solutions with Democrats. It's always division. I challenge the Democrats. Instead of going after Donald Trump, instead of going after stuff that doesn't make sense and spending all this money on investigations, let's get something done for the community, the black community, the minority community. What's up? Why are you guys not focused on solutions? Why are you focused on going after Donald Trump when we have issues in our community that need to be solved? This is what I'm talking about with the Democrats. This is what I'm talking about. And our people in the black community is blind to this. Family, friends, people we work with, people we associate with, it's all around us. We have so many people who are blind to the real issues. While we focused on Donald Trump and a crazy Russia investigation, we could have spent that $25 million on helping to feed people in certain communities who have nothing to eat. That's what I'm saying about the Democrats. It's no solutions. It's always, let's talk about the problems and talk about problems that really don't make sense to address. White versus black, I'm not saying they don't exist, but that's not the biggest problems we face in America. One of the biggest problems we face in the black community is black on black crime. Black people harming and hurting other black people. But no black leaders would dare speak about this. You can't talk about the white people when they do something to us, but then when the black people do something to us, nobody says nothing. There's no protest, no Black Lives Matter people going crazy. No, LeBron James is not speaking out against it. But when it's the shoe flips on the other side and it's a Caucasian doing something to us, we go crazy. And that's the hypocrisy that a lot of people see in our community. We have to go crazy for everything. When a police kill us, when a white person kill us, when a black person kill us, any predator we should be going after. Just because a person is black doesn't mean that they're not a predator. Doesn't mean that they're not evil. So black people, if we want our communities to change, it starts with us. Mamas, your sons out here gangbanging and killing people, and you know about it, and you say nothing about it. You're the reason why our communities is like this. Your kids are raising this community, causing all this harm, creating all this danger. Your kids, your sons that you raise, and you know that your sons and your daughters are doing this, and you say nothing and do nothing about it. You are the problem. Mama's got to step up to the plate. Got to step up to the plate and teach your kids to love their black people, love their black brothers, love their black sisters. Don't harm them. Come together, unite. You know, if we have any issues and any problems, let's come up with some solutions. Why we have so much black hate in the black community and no black leaders dare talk about this? That's the problem I have. We need to talk about every issue, not just the racism issue. We need to talk about the black hate issue that no leader talk about. And it's happening every day. I watch so many different news clips every day on black crime, and nobody says nothing about it. It don't make the world news. People not protesting, and that's crazy. We need to have that same energy for any problems that we face in America.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.